Acts 16, verses 7 and 8. The word of God said, after they were come to Mysia, they essayed to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit suffered them not. And they, passing to Mysia, came down to Troas. Now, how in the world are you going to preach out of that? Well, you're going to find out. Lift your hands and pray for us. Father, we love you tonight. We honor you and praise you. Thank you for your mercy and grace. Thank you, Lord, for the home folks that are here tonight. Thank you for Cherith, Lord, coming and visiting us. What a wonderful blessing that is. And I pray, God, that you'll touch the hearts of each and every one that are here in this service, God, that you'll help us, encourage us, challenge us, Lord, and strengthen us in every way. Father, I need you to anoint these lips of clay, Father, that I would speak exactly what you'd have me to say, nothing more, nothing less. And we pray all this in Jesus' mighty name. Somebody shout amen. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. After they were come to Mysia, they essayed or desperately wanted to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit suffered them not. And they, passing to Mysia, came down to Troas. I want to preach tonight on a subject, and I have a title, and I'm just going to give it to you like I've got it here. I want to preach on disappointment, the Troases of life. All right? And you just bear with me tonight. Disappointment is something that all of us have encountered one time or another. And I think that I would be safe in saying that probably underneath the sound of my voice, even right here amongst the church, someone is battling with disappointment right now. We dream, we hope, and we set our hearts and minds on certain things. We set our hearts on certain goals. Then the time comes we realize that our dreams are not coming to pass like we thought they would. Now, this is an experience that's going to happen to everybody somewhere down the road. I don't care how old you are. Eventually, you're going to come across the realization that everything that you wish would happen is not necessarily going to happen. It reminds me of an occurrence in the life of the greatest preacher that ever lived, my opinion, greatest Christian preacher, the Apostle Paul. Now, I want us to read Acts 16, 7 and 8 again very carefully. After they were come to Mysia, they essayed to go to Bithynia, but the Spirit suffered them not. And they, passing by Mysia, came down to Troas. This verse is simply stating that Paul's heart was set on going to a place called Bithynia. Now, if you're familiar with his life and if you're familiar with the circumstances of this experience, you'll know that going to Bithynia was one of Paul's greatest dreams. He wanted to go there so very much. That's probably what he wanted to do the most as far as his travels and going places to preach. It was a place that he wanted to go the very most. Bithynia was the richest province in all of Asia. But somehow, circumstances, for some reason, the Holy Ghost would not let him, and things prevented him from going down there. Instead, he ended up in a place called Troas, a place that Paul despised, a place that he did not intend to go, a place that he had no interest in. It was a place in which he saw no future for him when he went down there. Now, this happened to a lot of people. We set our minds and hearts on some Bithynia, but we find ourselves over in some Troas in our life. And sometimes we suffer great disappointment. Now, you got to understand that God had a perfect plan for Bithynia. He had a perfect plan for Troas. He had a perfect plan for the Apostle Paul. And he had a perfect plan for Peter. And the reason I say Peter is because sometime later, we're going to find the Apostle Peter going down to Bithynia. And God used him greatly down there. As a matter of fact, the first epistle of Peter was written to Christians. Christians that were down there in Bithynia, and a great revival broke out. Now I want to read to you 2 Corinthians 2:12. The Word of God said, furthermore, when I came to Troas to preach Christ's gospel, a door was opened unto me of the Lord. That's Paul talking there. It wasn't God's will for him to go to Bithynia because he had a greater work and another door opened for him in Troas. He visited Troas at least 3 times on his second missionary trip to